503. It's the Valedictus Podcast, and now, here's the guy who doesn't play baseball, but he touches down everywhere, Thomas Freestad. All right, hey guys, welcome back to the Valedictus Podcast. We went on a brief hiatus for you guys, but we are back here to discuss Nat sanity. A lot of people have been having the Natitude recently regarding the Washington Nationals baseball team. They've been shocking fans left and right, and we are here with fellow fanatic Ian Crimmin, who is now the editorials editor. Welcome back to the podcast, Ian.
Thank you.
All right, so you've been fairly involved with the Nats season thus far. Tell the listeners what you've done as far as the Nats go.
Well, I've been to several games, kind of landmark games, actually. I went to opening day. I was lucky enough to see Harper's first home run, which was incredible. And I also went to Harper's debut and got a picture in the post of me right there, which was kind of cool. So.
Pretty nice. We're featured heavily in the media everywhere, right?
Well, the coverage has been mixed on the Nationals. There was actually an article recently saying that the Nationals were making a mistake in shutting down Strasburg in August, because he's coming off Tommy John surgery. They did this with Jordan Zimmermann, one of their pitchers last year, and it's working pretty well now. But I think the coverage has been had a surprising tone. No, I don't think the Nationals' year was supposed to be next year. I don't think people realized, including myself, that they would be good this soon.
Indeed. Anyways, you mentioned Harper earlier. This guy has been quite a rising star as of late. He's made some amazing catches, which we can link under the podcast description for all you guys to see. Talk about the rise of Harper, because he's a fairly young rookie, but he's been quite the MVP as of late.
Well, I think Harper's been a surprise because he's a 19-year-old. Usually, 19-year-olds aren't playing as well as Harper is playing currently. And he's been a real boost to the Nationals lineup, considering they've lost so many important players, basically half their teams on the DL. And Harper's just, I think his energy that he brings every game has been a real lift towards, you know, you see him on a routine fly ball, he'll sprint to second base, which nobody does. So that's been cool to see. And then stealing home was incredible. You never see someone steal home on a pickoff attempt.
He's Benny the Jet Rodriguez 2.0.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
From the Sandlot. Regardless, Harper seems to have been contributing quite a bit to the Nats' record. I don't remember it off the top of my head, do you?
I think they're 22-14.
But yeah, they've been doing pretty stellar as of late. Why do you think this is? What's changed from the past years that's enabled them to do this?
I think you have to look at the pitching staff, first and foremost. The staff has improved so much in this year, that their opening day starter from last year, John Lannon, didn't even make the team, which is, that's unheard of. I think Strasburg's been excellent, but he'll be shut down in August. Their number two, Gio Gonzalez, could pick up that role at the end. They've got a lot of depth there, and Gio has been fantastic. I thought they gave a little too much when they traded for him, but that trade's worked out nicely. And then, you know, their 3, 4, and 5s are pretty good, with Zimmermann, who kind of got rocked last game, but he's done well. And then Detweiler was a surprise. He wasn't a lock to make the team at the beginning. And then you have to look at their depth as a team. They've been able to deal with some pretty catastrophic injuries. You know, Wirth got hit by, broke his wrist trying to dive for a catch in the Phillies game, and he'll be out for several months. And then Morse hasn't played, who's been there, was their projected cleanup hitter. And then Drew Storen, their closer, was hurt. He won't be back until the All-Star break. They've had Henry Rodriguez as their closer, which has been a bit of an adventure so far. So I think they've just been managed to kind of tread water. They're in second place by half a game right now. They've basically been in first place the whole season, and I think that's a huge accomplishment.
Well, certainly. Why the Nats seem to be captivating most fans as of late seems to be primarily because, I mean, if you look at the team now, several of their players do have their injuries, but even then they're still performing. I think that once they start healing up a little bit, they get off the bench, they tell the coach to put them in coach, then they'll be nigh unstoppable. Do you agree?
I think it's really interesting because their bench players, their projected bench players, are getting experience right now, and I think that that'll pay a lot of dividends as the season goes on, because they're learning how to cope with adversity. You know, not many teams have had the kind of problems they've had health-related. And then you look at guys like Tracy, who has been excellent in clutch situations coming off the bench. Xavier Nady's done pretty well. So I think that really contributes to the success that they've had so far, which, again, has been surprising considering they were 500 last year, but they were kind of in the middle of the pack, so they've kind of risen out of that, so to speak, as of late. So.
Indeed. Anyways, to close this up, what are your predictions for the future of the season? It seems as though they're going to continue their strong performances, but honestly, you know, don't tempt fate. We don't want to jinx anything right now. What do you think?
I think a second-place finish is most likely, because where they're going right now, I think they're doing a great job treading water. When getting Morse and Soren back will be huge. And I think their depth and their pitching has carried them so far, and I think that'll continue to carry them as the season goes on. I think a second place finish in the NL East, which is a tough conference division. I definitely think that second place is where they'll be, but they definitely have the talent to win the division if they continue where they're going.
All right, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Hopefully they will meet that goal. But until then, that's a wrap for this week's Valedictus podcast. Ian, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, and we will get this up on valedictus.com for you guys. We're currently doing a big revamp of the website, so you guys actually have content to look at. We know there wasn't a lot before, but now if you go and you like Valedictus on Facebook, if you follow at Valedictus on Twitter, or you go to valor-dictus.com, you'll be able to see everything we have to offer, and what we have to offer is quite awesome, if I do say so myself.
I would agree with that.
All right, so this is Thomas Friestad signing off.
Ian Kerman.
Peace out, kids. See you next week.